Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Hello all, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which today is brought to you from a paper reel place just outside Colville, where I had a wait in return that's now turned into just one delivery. It's been a funny old week, bitty, but partly because Tiffany went for MOT on Monday morning and passed with flying colours, not even an advisory. So that's kind of good. So she's good now, I think, till, because the MOT, I don't understand anything. I don't understand anything. Why are you watching? I think the MOT expired at the end of October, but apparently with truck MOTs, you can get it done earlier and it keeps your time. So I think I should be good until the end of October 2026. That's what I've been told. I haven't checked it. I should have checked it, obviously. That would be due diligence. But, you know, it's done at Renault Trucks. So the MOT's passed, so it's all good. But that's probably wrong because most things are. But anyway, I'm good for at least another year. So that's super duper. So what we got this week? Shane Hardy says, very kindly, Shane says, Pete, you helped so many people without realising it. Also, loving the fact that there's, well, I'll put this comment in, otherwise the self-aggrandisation, which is horrible. Loving the fact that listening to the Sunday Q&A on Spotify. Yes, the Q&A is also available as a podcast. The links are down below. And you can listen to it on Spotify and Apple Music and Deezer and all that kind of stuff. I think it's Pete the Trucker Q&A or Sunday Q&A. I think the Pete the Career Driver's gone sideways now. But yes, you can, if you choose, you don't see any reason why you'd actually want to look at me. You can actually listen to it while you're driving, taking the dog for a walk, out for your morning run. Please feel free to listen to the Q&A on any way you like. I'm just grateful you do. Thank you very much. And Dimitri says, he says, Pete, thanks for your answer. I like your short answer to my question. I can earn more, but it will not be an easy fight. I think it's better for me to try to be an operator instead of dreaming all my life. If I tried to be an operator, I can at any time come back to being employed if something goes financially wrong, but at least I tried. Well, you have answered yourself the question there, Dimitri, but if you can hang on till Wednesday, I have done you a video, a proper full video. Because again, a lot of these questions, I think, apply to everybody. They don't just apply to you. And I think the question you've answered yourself now, which is, it is to me, it's not just a matter of how much money can I make. It's more a question of, who am I? To me, it is, you either survive in a jungle or you live in a zoo. And there's nothing wrong with either. You just got to work out which one. But there you go. Well, I think you're obviously, as I said, you're a jungle dweller. So good luck with it. Obviously, if you've got any questions or any problems, you move up. That's what we're here for. But yeah, I say I've done a proper, more in-depth video that will go out on Wednesday that hopefully I just may be able to make your mind up. Although I think you've already done it. So good luck. Right. So we're still doing TWF. This week's right. I applied for Silvery Fuels. Thanks very much for White Van Man, because the Silvery Fuels are always pretty good on. They're very, very close to Watson's. And I was just a bit disappointed, I'll be honest with you. I rang the bloke up and he was very sort of, yeah, we'll see what you like for, like, sort of, you know, credit-wise. And they come back and they said, sorry, we can't offer you anything at the moment, but if you'd like to do it, like, on a pro-rata basis, if you want to put some money on the book, you can have a card. We calculate that you might use £750 a week. So if you give us 4 weeks up front, if you put £3,000 down, we'll give you a card. And I'm like, really? Well, everybody else has just given me a card. So why are you turning around saying I've got that loaded down? I'm like, no, thanks. I'll use the 4 fuel cards that I've currently got, which is Watson's, UK Fuels, Fuel Card Services, and Express Fuels. I don't need a 5th. I just like, if you're going to be cheap, I'll use you. But if you're going to make it hard for me to get you, don't worry. I'll stick with what I've got, thanks. So there you go. Shame, but never mind. last week's mistakes, of which there were many. And Solo Nick has pointed out. He said, last week's mistakes, he said, one, admitting you can time travel. This video is being filmed on a Monday morning, ready to go out on Sunday. It might have been filmed the Monday before. It wasn't. It was filmed on a Friday. He's right. Iceland become B-Jams. Given that Iceland is still currently Iceland, I'm assuming the other thing is the other way around. Yeah, B-Jams became Iceland, yeah. Delivering to the posh lady who said, I'm switching to Ocado. He said, I'll go back to the yard to change into my Morrison's uniform. Yeah, he'd have to change back into his Ocado uniforms. He said, I think you should put up 2 videos a week now in order to pump up the numbers and get up to 10K more viewers, given you've enough videos for a couple of months. I have got a lot of videos lined up. Well, I'll say firstly, Nick, thanks very much for listening intently. I don't know, I didn't think anybody paid that much attention. And secondly, yes, he's right. At this point of recording, which is 1 o'clock on Friday, the 26th of September, I have got 9,997 subscribers. So by this time next week, we're still racing Baby Eli. Baby Eli's due date is a week today. This is going out on Sunday, so it's a week today. I think I'm going to beat him. But yeah, so if you want to subscribe, please do. I'm hoping that by the time you see the video, I've passed the finish line anyway. But, you know, keep your fingers crossed. Thank you, everybody, for watching. Do appreciate it. Let's see how we go. This week's video, small van work. Now, this is interesting, this. C11 Yan says, not a lot of comments on it, but C11 Yan says, Uber Courier is coming and it's live in lots of areas. Customers of mine booked NW10, sorry, customer of mine booked NW10 to Wembley Uber. The courier costs £3. Yes, £3. Driver checked with the customer how much they were charging and he was getting a tenner. So all I can think there is Uber Courier must be on a loss leader. So they must be working on the fact that they're paying their drivers far in excess of what they're going to, what they're actually making, just to get the name out there, so that people start using your, yeah, I suppose for small van work. What's the difference between having a small van and a taxi? I do think, you know, how is it going to work? Presumably the same way as it works anything else. But to make money on a small van, to actually make it viable, they're going to have to charge a lot more than that. And when they charge more than that, will it fall off or will it become the thing? I don't know. And will it become a thing for lorries? Uber lorry. And then when it gets scary, because will everybody want anything for nothing? I don't know. All we can do is comment on what we got at the moment. But yeah, that's kind of shocking, that one. This week's Wise Guys. We had a question last week and the guy saying about how do I know when I get to like a place, am I insured, that kind of thing. Neil, our man in Scotland, the ADR guy, says, this is Neil Neptune Couriers, he said, agency drivers should check their insurance status of the vehicle they're asked to drive as per government requirements and the DVLA guide to maintaining roadworthiness. Have you read this recently, Pete? Do we ever read? I'd be lying if I said yes. But I know what's required. I know what the vehicle needs, and it's regularly inspected, and it sails straight through the MOT with no advisories. I've got to be doing something right. He said, I have sent a link to the webpage. Anyone who's authorised, description of the webpage, can check the insurance status. And that link will be in the comments. So, but basically, yeah, there is a way that you can actually link to the government website to find out what the score is with insurance, MOTs and stuff, with a vehicle you're about to drive, so that you can go, I'm not taking that out. Or we're good to go, green light. And one quick one in miscellaneous this week. Stop Data Farming said, he said, I've got a 98 Sprinter. I've done 12,000 miles a year for the last 7 years. And mechanically, the only repair it's needed is a new alternator. Now on 260,000 miles. It starts first time every time. Oil and filter change every 4,500 miles and keeps on running. That's brilliant. The old Sprinters were great. I will give you a heads up. They tend to need new injectors around about the 300,000 mile mark. So you could be on your way to some new injectors, and they're not cheap. But having said that, you know, up to you. Might be time for a new one. Who knows? So kind of a bitty Q&A today to go with the kind of bitty week I've been having. And I'm going to sort of, because when I record the Q&As, I stick this on airplane mode, which means there could be jobs at the moment. There could be one going from Colville to Dunstable and I can't see it. So once again, thanks for watching. Have I got 10,000 subscribers? I don't know. Have I got a grandchild? Well, I'd like to think someone had told me if the one's on the way. I'll let you know next week. Watch this space. And in the meantime, take care. Take money.